Angels are the miracle workers of the universe. Some ask, what kind of energy is angelic energy? They bring soothing light and grace to all who ask for their intervention. Angels do not have free will in the third dimension as we understand it. They are not of polarity consciousness, so they don't feel the pull of duality like we do. Although they are capable of creating miracles in your life, they may not intervene without your request. Every day I ask angels for help in living my life, in the business of doing, and in the business of being. It is my great pleasure to share with you this Rainbow Angel Meditation. Sometimes I hear objections to asking the angels for help. The angels couldn't possibly be bothered with a lowly person like me. Well, guess what? It's their job to serve you. And who says you are the low one? Well, there must be a price to pay. Even in heaven, people think there is some kind of exchange. This thinking is understandable in a polarity universe. But in an infinite universe, no matter how many times you go back to the well, there will always be water. The angels have a divine purpose. The ancient religious writings throughout Earth's history speak of angels. They have been painted, observed, heard from, and talked to for centuries. There must be a reason. And I believe that reason is to support creation and assist its divine unfoldment. I invite you to join me and ask the angels and beings closest to creation to assist us with their special gifts. All of the gifts are subject to your free will. This means you must choose to ask the angels to assist you in clearing certain aspects that they will clear for you and to accept the gifts they bring with their special God qualities. There are seven archangels associated with the seven rays. Certainly other archangels have been mentioned in history. This meditation will focus on the following seven archangels and their associations with the seven rays of color. In this meditation, you will hear a pause that is my invitation to repeat after me your request for each specific gift. So I invite you now to relax, hear the gifts of each of the angels, and consent. Consciously consent to their divine intervention in your life. Some even mention the divine compliments of these archangels, but just naming them in this form will bring forth both the masculine and feminine energy. So center yourself, get ready, and enjoy. Before you now stands the radiant electric blue energy known as Michael, the Archangel, the Protector and Balancer. Archangel Michael is very real indeed, having been called upon throughout the ages to keep people safe from harm, helping them to be strong in times of trouble, and protected from their enemies. Archangel Michael is a favorite throughout history for good reason. Archangel Michael can be experienced in many ways. If you invite him in, his energy will fill you with power, strength, directness, clarity, protection, and strengthen your connection with divine will. He will assist you in bringing in balance, order, clear-headedness, and direct purpose into your life. You might choose to say, Archangel Michael, clear me of my doubt and fear. Replace these emotions with your credible clarity, strength and conviction, supportive assertiveness, and self-assurance. For those of you who are already wielding power by virtue of your life circumstances, you can ask Michael to assist you in the right use of power, so that your strength is a blessing to all you meet and not a burden. Ask, Archangel Michael, restore the balance of power that I express and feel. Create in me the loving awareness of my power so that I may lead wisely and with compassion. Mighty Michael is closely aligned with the energy of the will of God. You can ask Michael to put his electric blue armor around you and his hand-wielding sword over your hand to assist you in all of life's challenges. Archangel Michael will step into any situation and make it right by his energy of balance and alignment to God's will. If there are circumstances in your life that you are inclined to postpone or procrastinate about, ask Michael, "Give me the strength to move on situations and desires where I have lacked the willpower or strength to do so." Give thanks as you receive Michael's energy in your life. His energy fades and a new energy begins. As you begin to focus, you see a beautiful, radiating red oval. It is Uriel standing before you in his exquisite garnet robes. Uriel was the angel sent by God to warn Noah of the impending flood. He is credited with being the angel who led Abraham out of Ur. Hebrew mystical literature attributes Uriel as the angel who gave the Kabbalah to humankind. If invited, Uriel will serve as a bridge between you and the divine, providing order and materialization. Sometimes you may have concern about money or work. Because these concerns may take you away from your spiritual path, you can ask Uriel to assist you in harmonizing this aspect of yourself. If they are valid fears, the energy behind them will spur you into action, and Uriel will assist you with right opportunity. If they are unfounded fears, Uriel will assist you in dissolving them. He will also assist you in finding that which harmonizes you with earning a living and your own spiritual divine plan. If you have an over-attachment to work, or any doubt exists regarding right work, invite Uriel to bring into your awareness a clear awareness of the matrix of your divine plan. Uriel will help you find peace of mind through balancing and harmonizing you with your divine intention, which will then allow you to easily manifest a life of balance between spiritual and material and prosperity with both. You might say, "Uriel, help me to bring balance to my spiritual life, to my work life and personal life." As a guardian of the physical body, Uriel can assist you in bringing into harmony the link between your four lower bodies. If your expectations don't always meet your ideal, invite Uriel to bring harmony between your reality and your ideal. If you are involved in any kind of healing arts, you can ask Uriel to assist you in any endeavor that involves bringing an idea into manifestation. Ask Uriel to be present and assist you in finding your way, creating the perfect matrix for you to move through. Ask Uriel, "Uriel, assist me in bringing into form my own divinity, and help me hold this by assisting me in holding my harmony for this. Clear my fears about money and right work. Uriel, harmonize me with earning a living, leading a balanced life, and fulfilling my own spiritual divine plan. Harmonize me with my four lower bodies, the mental, physical, emotional, and etheric bodies, so that right work can follow. Bring harmony between my awareness of reality and my ideal. Uriel, assist me in bringing forth healing energy for myself and my clients or contacts. Assist me with manifesting my new idea. Uriel will assist you as you progress through life to let go of old, outdated longings that may no longer serve you. These old wishes and dreams may have been very important to you at one time in your life, and now may stand in the way of your progress. As a child, you might have longed to be sickly because your mother, whom you missed, would stay home to take care of you. Now, as an adult, being sickly no longer serves you. Ask Uriel to show you your unconscious hopes and dreams, some that you may have made as a child, or those you may have made as an adult when your circumstances were different. As you recognize and release old patterns, ask that they be replaced with hope and dreams that will fulfill you now. Take a moment and say after me, Uriel, with your help, help me to clear desires and patterns that no longer serve my ideal, and enable me to choose to replace them with desires, dreams, and patterns that will bring in my divine plan. Uriel takes his leave now, but feeling your gratitude allows his garnet bubble to expand and expand, sweeping through your aura, and then, as his beautiful garnet energy fades, a salmon pink, iridescent angel stands before you. He is Chamuel, the epitome of love, expressed through creativity, inspiration, and the beauty in relationships. Chamuel brings perfection to every communication and endeavor. If you wish, Chamuel will assist you in making your seemingly crooked path straight. He will also assist you in clearing exaggerated attachments. With the expansion of his mighty force field of salmon pink energy around your aura, he can clear those inappropriate attachments and replace them with a perfect relationship and partnerships. Ask Chamuel to do that now. Chamuel, help me to experience the beauty in all my relationships. Sweep through my aura with your powerful salmon pink iridescent energy and replace or fill me with appropriate partnerships and perfect relationships. As the angelic overseer of all partnerships, Chamuel will help you to be supported by all of life. You may have circumstances in your family or relationships that need healing. You can ask Chamuel to infuse his energy of love expressed through personal relationships. Say, Chamuel, bring your loving energy, healing essence, into this relationship. Help us to let our true love for one another emerge and express in this relationship right now. If you are the kind of person that has trouble accepting help, ask Chamuel to assist you in your self-talk and all aspects of self-love. This will ultimately assist you to become aware of the benefit of help from others. Ask Chamuel, help me to love my entire self, even the parts of me that I may think are unlovable, including that aspect of me called the shadow self. Help me to speak lovingly to all I meet, and especially the person in the mirror. Chamuel is the supporter of divine beauty, artistic endeavor, and the angels of music. Say after me, Chamuel, bring music into my life. Assist me in bringing in my own divine artistic expression. As your heartfelt love and gratitude is activated and nurtured, you thank Chamuel for his gifts. the salmon pink iridescence fades, and in its place is an incredible whiteness. This whiteness is so dazzling that you immediately begin to experience joy. This is the energy from the Archangel Gabriel, the messenger archangel who always brings joy and personal strength. Many know Gabriel as the messenger to both Mary and her cousin, announcing impending births. But it was Gabriel who inspired Joan of Arc. He is the heavenly awakener. Those involved in any form of communication can invoke Gabriel's help as the messenger archangel. You can feel Gabriel's incredible ability to dissolve rigidity in your world. Invite him, if it is your desire, by saying to Gabriel, "Fill me with joyfulness. Fill my body with ecstasy and the aliveness of the dance of joy to come to earth. Assist me in dissolving rigid structure in my life. I ask that this be replaced with joy and understanding." As this understanding grows in your world, you will discover joy for joy's sake. This joy is like a crystalline structure that is as sturdy as steel, but as flexible as a young sapling. Like a fiber optic cable, strong, light, yet flexible. As you move towards a new beginning, or as you long for a new beginning, ask Gabriel to assist you in manifesting in your new beginning. Opening to the energy of Gabriel will enable the opportunities to be visible and illuminated, quite possibly showing you the opportunity, but more importantly, putting up the road signs that say turn here, slow down, curve ahead, and pointing out important stops along the way, rest stops, refueling, and important sights to see. If you request Gabriel's presence, he will accompany every new beginning in order for it to be completed within your divine plan. Say after me, "Gabriel, I invite you into my life to add order, balance, and renewed energy, and help in recognizing my next objective in life, to assist me with steps along the way, to accompany everything new I begin, and to align it with my own divine plan." You can ask Gabriel to show you what you need to see about your current relationships and what purpose they serve for you in life. "Gabriel, I invite you to instruct me and guide me to see the true wisdom of each interaction this day." As you are filled with gratitude for all of Gabriel's gifts, his energy becomes intensely brilliant and then in an explosion of white disappears. In its place emerges an intense, glittery gold archangel known as Jophiel, the archangel of wisdom and illumination. It was the archangel Jophiel who reportedly drove Adam and Eve from paradise and is also known as a companion to Metatron. Invite Jophiel into your life and ask for the ability to let go of the aspects of your life that you no longer need. Intertwined with this wonderful gold energy is the matrix of original purpose. Like a trellis used to hold the growth pattern of climbing flowers, Jophiel's wisdom can, with your request, provide you with the divine framework for your energetic expression to be visible to you. Ask Jophiel to electrify your beingness with his mighty essence of joy. With a spin of his energy around you, he will illuminate and energize. He will assist you in seeing if your expectations are appropriate or inappropriate in yourself and in others. Ask Jophiel, "Fill me with the wisdom of God, the wisdom of the archangels, and the knowledge that I am seeking in this lifetime." Bring forth the divine matrix of wisdom and joy so that I can easily identify it and separate the real from the unreal. Assist me in seeing my own original purpose. Clear away illusion and confusion. Replace it with divine wisdom and joy. Assist me in seeing my expectations, and if they are appropriate or inappropriate, for me and for my interactions with others. See the results, feel them, and experience deep gratitude for Joe Field's gifts. His glittery gold fades, and a new energy emerges. Before you now stands a beautiful, soft, healing green archangel known as Raphael. He is a very unique color because he radiates out a blue seafoam rainbow mix of blues and greens that are softly iridescent. You can sense all of the colors are present in his beautiful blue-green iridescence. Raphael is credited with healing Abraham of the pain of adult circumcision and is generally credited with providing Noah with a medical book after the flood. Although he is well known as the head of the healing ray angels, Raphael is also the angel of science and knowledge, as he was sent to Solomon with a magic ring when he asked for help finishing the temple. Raphael assists everyone who is in the healing arts of any kind and who wish to have angelic intervention. If you have a calling to a healing profession and haven't been able to manifest that, ask Raphael to bring his healing energy to you, to your present lifestyle, to your present work. Ask for Raphael's assistance in clearing your own self-doubts, fear and pain regarding emotional issues, as well as physical healing. Raphael's energy is so gentle, cleansing, and supportive. Invite Raphael into your life and seek his help. You will be amazed with the results. You can ask Raphael now. Raphael, assist me as I work with others. Bring your healing energy into my life. Let the healing be so great in my world that it becomes easy for me to be where I need to be. Raphael, clear away mistrust and fear. Clear away thoughts that I may experience that cause me pain. And free me from roadblocks that no longer serve me. Raphael, bring me into harmony and assist me in staying there. Remember to ask Raphael to show you all the myriad of healing work that can move while in his presence, and then ask for it to be in your life. As you bask in the nurturing glow of Raphael's joyful healing energy, feel the warmth and comfort that this brings into your world. Accept it with deep gratitude. Feel it integrate as it slowly fades from view. Before you now emerges a soft, gentle, laser-like violet angel known as Zadkiel. Zadkiel is found in hundreds of rabbinical writings as the angel of benevolence, mercy, and memory. Zadkiel is the bringer of perfection, wisdom, and knowledge. He is known as the angel of transmutation. In the world of alchemy, this refers to the ability to change base metals into gold. Zadkiel will inspire in your world the energy of divine force, the energy of freedom to choose to do anything you can imagine. He brings a complete cleaning using the energy of mercy, forgiveness, freedom, and transmutation, sweeping away debris and transforming it. Like the fairy in Cinderella, Zadkiel works with what you have, allowing it to manifest at its highest potential. This transmutation can occur because he can help you soften the memory of hurts and wounds and past mistakes that keep you from moving forward or taking new risks. There is not one thing in your life that cannot be transformed by Zadkiel's freeing, transmuting, clearing energy. In fact, taken to its furthest height, you may find yourself in bliss. This is because with his assistance, you can see how perfect you really are, and how perfect all of life already is. Zadkiel is the angel of growth, development, and completion. Because of this quality, he holds the capacity to hold the matrix for you to go to the next level from where you currently are. He will assist you in making the leap to the next level and beyond. Inviting Zadkiel into your life will enable you to make the highest leaps possible, the highest adjustments needed. Zadkiel oversees elemental life known as the Fairy Kingdom and nature spirits that serve as the guiding energy for plants, animals, and crystals to evolve. If you work with any of these elements, invite Zadkiel into your daily interactions to assist the development of the most perfect expression of each of these elements. So ask Zadkiel, "Zadkiel, I invite you into my life to bring balance and expanding energy of God's goodwill in my world. I invite you to allow your transforming energy to extend a divine matrix into my human form, transforming fear into courage, anxiety into peace, hatred into love, and heaven on earth. Zadkiel, assist me in becoming the highest potential of my life. Assist me in bringing forth perfection in all I do. I invite you into my daily interactions with the fairy kingdom and nature spirits. As the guardian of cosmic law, I invite you to bring harmony through love. To all beings I encounter, so I may embody the cosmic principle of love. Now, as you give thanks for the energy of Zadkiel, and you feel invigorated and raised to a new level of expression, allow this experience to penetrate and then fade while you invite the magnificent Metatron into your life. Metatron stands before you as a soft, white, mother-of-pearl opalescence mixed with gold. His energy is swirling, creative, yet soft and nurturing. Metatron is the overseer of all the archangels. Hebrew sources cite 72 names of Metatron. In the mystical Kabbalah, the geometric form representing all of creation is named after him, Metatron's cube. Metatron is the angelic being who stands on the edge of creation. He holds the matrix between chaos and the void. His power is the power of love, the love of creation, which includes all life. He will assist you in the creation of all new thought, taking ideas and putting them into form. If asked, he will assist you in every transition. He is the angel of insights. So if you have a dilemma in your life right now that defies a solution, ask Metatron to step in and assist you in creating a solution that will serve the highest good of all involved. When invited, Metatron will open your heart. If you are at a crossroads and wish to know the truth about choices you are about to make, ask Metatron to open the way for you to see outcomes of choices so that you may choose wisely. So ask Metatron, assist me in the creation of my new idea. Assist me in my every transition. Bring your insights to impossible situations and help me create solutions that will serve the highest good of all involved. Metatron, open my heart. Open the way for me to see the consequences and outcomes of my choices so that I may choose wisely. If you are ready, Metatron can help you go into bliss. You must be ready to give up your attachments to polarity consciousness. You must be willing to let go of your judgments of yourself and others. Ask Metatron to help you do this. This is because Metatron neutralizes the duality of polarity, good versus evil. This is the mantle of God energy. So first, ask for awareness and the ability to step out of your everyday judgments. And then ask to experience bliss. You will never be the same. Metatron, I ask for unity awareness and the ability to step out of my everyday judgments. Assist me in moving into bliss and holding that bliss called unconditional love in my body. Give thanks for the energy and awareness of Metatron. As we conclude this meditation, you see before you the most brilliant of rainbows, and know that at any time you wish, you may call forth individual angels or the entire rainbow. May this meditation continue to bless you all of your days.